You're listening to The Naked Scientists with Chris Smith, with Helen Scales and with Dave Ansell, and it's our science phone-in extravaganza. Any question on anything. And of course you can get in touch with us on Twitter as well as via the usual routes, chris@nakedscientist.com. And we have heard from Sky Ponderer. Colin says, how many LCROSS, this is the NASA mission, Dave, where they launched the projectile into the moon. It happened just this last week, didn't it? He said, how many of those would it actually take to change the orbit of the moon by 1%?
It's an interesting question. What they were doing was they were firing the top stage of a Centaur rocket and they were crashing it into the moon, and then they've been trying to watch what the plume of stuff which comes up from that and try and see if there's any water in that plume. Now, the Centaur rocket weighs about 2.3 tonnes and it's going at about 10,000 kilometres per hour. That's 2,800 metres per second, which means it's got 6.4 million kilogram metres per second of momentum. That's an awful lot of momentum. If you're anything on Earth, that's a scary amount of momentum. However, the moon has got an awful lot more momentum than that. It's moving at a kilometre a second, and it weighs 7.3 times 10 to the 22 kilograms. And that means it's got 7.3 times 10 to the 25 kilogram metres per second of momentum. So easy way of saying how it would change its orbit by about 1% is how many LCROSS is crashing into it would change its momentum by 1%. And that's 10 to the 19 collisions. So that's 10, it's one with 19 zeros after it. And actually, LCROSS's momentum compared to the moon is about the same as one milliliter of water in all compared to all the water in all the Earth's oceans.
It's a drop in the ocean, quite literally.
Literally, yes.